Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. Are we live? Do you guys receive me? Because I'm not live on my side. There is some bizarre replay. Replay is showing on my side. What about you guys hearing me? Okay, new guy is receiving me. Well, maybe it's just on my side. Live now, says Stephen Robinson. Loud and clear. All right. Silver Spider says replay ending. Okay, so there are people who have the same symptom as me. I don't know what causes this. You're going to have to hard refresh, I guess. And hopefully, I don't know if I do this. No content found. I'm getting a white page. There seems to have been a bug. Good now, says Silver Spider. All right, so let's get started. I've passed my ID verification. The Israelis have my driver's license. It's over. I have become part of the Lizard people. Becoming a member of the Lizard people has its advantages. Cold blood. Plenty of insects for feasts. Look at this. Congratulations, your ID has passed the verification review. And here's how it looks on my profile. Not only am I verified blue check, but I am ID verified. Wow. Isn't that fascinating? I don't like the idea of what Elon Musk has done here. And I don't like the punishment that is given to... if there is a punishment for not having your ID verified, I don't like it. I think that a fair public space must leave an in for anonymous people to contribute their thoughts equally. And not to be shadow banned, not to be punished by the algorithm in any way. But as a man who works on the internet, and I work on my real name, I'm not an anonymous person. I've decided when I was a young adult to go live with my name, and that's a style. I don't say that it fits for everyone. So I would have liked Twitter or X to not be pressing for this. But I think that the two types of life are justifiable, and they have their own function. You know, there's a couple of things that I cannot do and cannot say because I'm a public person with my public name. That is the role of anonymous accounts. Often they will end up being trolls, but it's okay. We need to accept the presence and contribution of trolls to society. I think that they leave us... You have a blind spot if you don't have trolls. You have a blind spot, and there may be things about the world that you never get to know because there's no trolls around. So my policy is keep the trolls around, respect their work. It's a different work. It's not my work, but it is a work. Man, what's keeping you from being this guy? Have the incels been wrong all along? All you needed, guys, is this elongated shoe to catch the top woman. This is what a Chad looks like in whatever country that is. Maybe Argentina, I don't know. All right, the incels were wrong. Women were available. All you needed is, as Naberius frames it, shoe maxing. Shoe maxing. Meanwhile, we have a video of dangerous behavior by teenagers.
I go.
So they stole a car, and now... So they don't have to care about the consequences of what they're doing. They can break that car. They stole it. And now they're going to bump on another car.
Keep me moving.
Oh,
bitch ass nigga. Stop talking shit, bitch.
Now they're about to hurt someone severely. They could have killed him. I don't know if he's dead. But they're about to roll over a bicycle guy out of nowhere. Our system is not ready for this. I mean, we have killing machines in these cars that are, they have a basic layer of protection in the keys, but it's relatively easy to steal a car, you know, too easy for a society that lets people get away with it. The reasons to keep out of cities keep stacking up, says John Drake. Absolutely. I mean, there's no way to really protect against this. At some point, you're going to be walking around the street and you carry your keys in your jeans or in your pants. And it's not hard for a bunch of people, a bunch of criminals, to force you to give them your keys or threaten you with a gun. And now they have a car. Now they can kill people or injure people with the car, and it is there's not much we can do as long as we don't arrest these people, put them in jail for a long enough time that society is at peace for decades. But as long as we give small punishment for the small crimes, these people, they grow confident in their ability to commit crimes. Steven Robinson says GTA was predictive programming all along. Yes, very GTA style. You know, I'm not the kind of guy who believes that video games cause behavior, because I've played many violent video games in my whole childhood and it would have never influenced me toward any sort of violent behavior. But ultimately, if you have a predisposition to criminality, Perhaps video games provide inspiration of the particular means with which you will express this violence. I wanted to talk about something very profound, female imperialism, because I'm thinking very hard about this. I've been thinking about this for years. And to what extent is someone entitled at finding the mechanism of your own mind unfit and to claim their piece of it and to try to force you to be in a certain way? If you listen to the public discourse about liberal society, that should be a no-no. I am the way I am. Take me the way I am. And maybe you play a different game in life. Maybe you're a woman, I'm a man. But the game that I play is not illegitimate. You know, the game that I play of being basically a Terminator, ready to survive all challenges, to provide and to be a solid figure for John Connor, that may be how I'm programmed. And it's a legitimate way to live. And many times in my life, I've had females be trying to guess another JF that didn't exist inside of me. And you have to understand that female cognition may have expanded so much into the social world that the model of your mind and your emotions that exist in your girlfriend's mind is maybe more complex and more ridiculous and more confused than you can even be yourself. That is, her emulation of you is trying to find details where details do not exist. Many times I've been just a happy guy standing on a bed or sitting on a chair, and I would have these girlfriends and wives, they would be like, "I know it's not going well, JF. Tell me how you feel." New guy says, "Tell us more about how you feel, JF." And I would be like, I feel great. I'm currently thinking about this or that. I'm making progress in my mind. Wow, what a privilege it is to be living a great life and being sitting here on this chair. And it's like, no, there had to be a problem. There had to be a problem. And the modern expression of this is basically psychiatric imperialism, which is you need to have a problem. If you don't have a problem, you're not complex enough and I don't love you. And you're going to be faced with this if you're into the dating thing and trying to get a girlfriend or trying to maintain a girlfriend. This is going to be your nightmare. And we have a straight out expression of it in this article. Woman explains how marriages are ending because of the inability of men to talk about emotions. Now, this title is something. It is absolutely something. And accompany this with her whole theory, the lack of emotional expression in men can take a toll of a relationship, and no amount of humor can fix it. Our marriages are ending because of one thing, and one thing only, male normative alexithymia. That is male normative alexithymia, not being able to name or talk about your emotions. Fascinating. So the relationship is in trouble because the man doesn't have in his brain the feeling that you in your brain think he should have. What is that? That is imperialism. That is, I control you. That is like, if a life form from another planet was to come here and start lasering all giant cities of the world. Just. And would be like, bro, don't laser me. Don't tase me, bro. And if they were to say, well, our relationship has been threatened. I'm sorry. Our relationship has been threatened because of your inability as a human to conceive of blah, 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 blah. And they would speak, of course, in extraterrestrial language. And we would have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. It's like, I'm sorry, guys. Our relationship is threatened by the fact that you are unable, absolutely unable, to even approach a conception of blah, 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 blah. Now, that would be an assault. It would be an interplanetary assault, a destruction of a civilization, because on the eyes of the other side, on the eyes of the side that is doing the aggression, they are unsatisfied with the way we were. DK Shadow says, mumble rap? Maybe a mumble rapper could come and save us from this interplanetary conflict. But without mumble rappers being able to approach what the extraterrestrials are talking about, we would definitely consider this an assault. It wouldn't be fair what the extraterrestrials are doing. It would be a unilateral destruction of something else because you don't like it. That is exactly what females are trying to do when they push for these talking points. First, they pathologize. So, what is your true male nature is not what they think is the true male nature. No, that's called male normative alexithymia. You are suffering from a disorder. This disorder is there's a part of your brain that has emotions, but you just don't have access to it. I know because I'm a woman and I'm in contact with my emotions. And it's impossible that you're just there standing on your chair being happy, doing prime number calculations. No, 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 no. Something has to be wrong, and I know because I'm a woman. So basically, you are finding us unfit as a life form, and you want to laser us. And you're going to get what you fucking deserve if you keep doing this, woman. What you deserve is the male liar. because it's what you're demanding. If it's not in our nature, if it's not in our nature to have those emotions that you demand, you are trying to farm a new species of human that will lie to you, that will virtually enact those emotions. Maybe some of us will eventually feel them the way you demand them. And as long as you don't reproduce with people like me who make a stand and who say, fuck your laser, go back to your fucking planet, you're going to get what you deserve. You're going to get the males that you deserve. And the males that you deserve are hyper-emotional, displayer, deceptive liars. Frank DeCushion had a comment on this. He says, we hear women complain men don't talk about their emotions, but when men do regularly share their emotions, women are turned off because they want to be married to a man, not another woman. And why must men conform to women's preferences? Maybe women should be less emotional, especially when the game is on. The game, I guess he's talking about football or whatever would attract the male's interest. Yes, absolutely. So first, stop pathologizing normal, in fact, peak masculine behavior. Calling it alexithymia is pathologizing it. It is a feature, not a bug, you fucking idiots. And if you were to start appreciating that feature, you'd have at least one person that's solid in your life. One person who will not drain your energy. One person who will work to get the best from you so that you become the best version of yourself. That is what the male tries to do. And you're trying to pull down the relationship. You're trying for everything to be a problem and for everything to be unsatisfactorily addressing your need for drama, your need for constant depressive signals. She was writing, relationships are a two-way street in all aspects. While partners do cover for each other every now and then, there still needs to be a certain level of balance. Bullcrap. This sentence means nothing. Over the past few decades, the institution of marriage in the United States has seen a significant decline of about 60% since the 70s. Yes, but who's pulling that laser button? It is woman. So you're not going to tell me that it's the relationship that falls apart. It is women who are breaking the family. They are breaking the divorce and they have given themselves the legal means to make it as the least costly possible that it can be for them. So there's two life forms here and there's one shooting the lasers at the other life form's city. As mentioned, some less discussed yet crucial factors that can often lead to relationship breakdowns. Henlon says that men inherently don't express their emotions a lot. False. I express every single emotion I've ever had. I don't keep secret about my emotions. My problem is there's a bunch of normies around me who are organizing barbecues and they expect me to have emotions where none is justified. You know what are my greatest emotions in life? Ah, in front of work well done. Ah, in front of the complexity of the world. Ah, in front of the greatness of seeing children develop and in front of what human beings are capable of when you leave them the space to do what they can do best. I'm in awe of all this, and those are emotions that I express constantly. And then I have all sorts of other emotions that I express constantly. I have a high disgust of humans and their social ways and their willingness to lie, their willingness to entertain a virtual lie for their own benefit. I have a disgust of normie social behaviors. I express all of this. Now, those are not the emotions she wants to hear about. She wants to know how I really feel. Well, has it crossed your mind that the mundane feelings of, oh, I'm depressed today and, oh, I'm anxious today, are so ridiculous that some people may have had the healthy behavior of eliminating them completely from their lives, and that someone who's lucky enough to have a good life will not be experiencing those behaviors that you want to hear about? Have you ever considered that your radar for male emotions direct you toward the lowest quality of males? Bird Flu Williams says most serial killers are weasel dudes that have been beaten down in some way. Women are creating the true crime drama they crave. Quel dommage. Yes. You could think of it as a reinforcement system, you know? They like to watch crime drama on TV, and so they take all possible means in their lives to farm the criminal, the unfit, the emotional, the person with a lack of pillars. That is exactly the kind of person who will come to cry in your shoulder. And I don't even know that that's what she wants. You know, even the girl asking for this, she calls it normative male alexithymia, which may sound complex, but boils down to something quite relatable. Difficulty in naming and talking about emotions. Again, those emotions are emotions that you have invented in your mind. You are trying to push your paranoid mind into my emotional life. Please stand back, woman. This is a stop sign of the internet. Step back. Keep a distance. Your paranoid delusions about the emotions that I probably have but don't, keep them in a bubble. We'll call this your woman bubble. You create whatever you want in that bubble, but then when you want to interface with Papa JF, you have to give the password. I'm not listening to anything if you don't give the password. Now you're going to ask, what's the password? The password is, my mind is mine, not yours! She believes that this issue in individuals, particularly men, struggling to articulate their feelings... No, we're not struggling. We just don't have the feelings you would want us to have. And we have to lie a little bit about those feelings in the dating moment just because you don't take our sperm if we don't lie about it. So it's whatever you want. Do you want men who will lie to you forever? Or do you want men who play the game of being a man? I hope that we can reach an agreement with the female part of the species here so we can say, look, that's what being a man is. I don't have feelings of depression when I sit and think about the world. I'm sorry. But can you accept that we're playing a different game, that we're basically different by a whole chromosome? I mean... The difference between someone who suffers from Down syndrome and someone who doesn't is one chromosome. So we're as different from females as we're different from Down syndrome people. Can you understand that as a male who's only is equipped with one copy of the X chromosome, and you have two, and I have a Y instead? Can you give me at least as much leeway as you would to a Down syndrome person? And I'm not saying Down syndrome to pathologize males here, but I'm just trying to frame the issue. Can you conceive of a brain that would be so different from yours as a Down syndrome brain is from yours? Because that's the situation. Now, we are bound to each other, even if we play a different game. We are bound to each other because the survival of the species relies on our pairings, our sexual pairings. Now, it doesn't rely on you having the impression that I'm your therapist or me having the impression that you're my therapist. It doesn't rely on a full connection between our minds where every single aspect of the maze of your mind is approached by mine. It just demands that the dick-to-vagina encounter occurs, and that we can someone live with tolerance for the other being. Can we do this, or do we have to laser each other? She believes that this issue in individuals, again, it's not an issue. The issue is you thinking that it's an issue. Particularly men struggling to articulate their feelings might be one of the hidden reasons why many relationships and marriages face rocky waters. No. The reason is female loyalty. Female loyalty is what causes the end of marriages. If it was the case that male disconnection with their emotion caused marriages, that would be just a massive reason that pushes males, and you could interview them as they get to the court to demand a divorce, and they would say, I don't know why I want a divorce. You know, I'm not connected to my emotions, but I want a divorce, that's for sure. That's not what's happening. What's happening is a bunch of female imperialists are discontent with the amount of control they have over the brain of males, and they try to cancel these males by denying and being disloyal toward their own promise to have sacrificed their life for this man. That is what's happening. This is what the data says. She argues that normative male alexithymia isn't a problem that just goes away on its own. Yeah, exactly. It's not a problem at all, so it's not going to go away. It's the male cognitive strategy. By the way, it's also the reason why we stepped on the moon and you haven't. Not throwing shade here. I don't want women to start going to the moon. But let's be fair here. Males have something they can do that women will take so much more effort to do. And they might be able to do it eventually. But the reason you have males who have walked on the moon and no females is this cognitive property. Now, you're not going to call this a psychiatric disorder without being called out by me. Instead, it tends to get passed on to the woman in relationships. Also, instead of recognizing the guilt of women in ending marriages, now it gets passed on. Also, my disorder of alexithymia is uncontrollably activating a desire to divorce in females. They have zero concept of responsibility. Zero! It's like, oh, I was the one signing the divorce paper, but he was the one without the right emotions in his brain. So it transmitted to me. So it ruined the relationship. It put us in rocky waters. Are you fucking kidding me? You decide that you cancel males because your programming, your sexual programming is such that you want control of the inner male brain. And you didn't achieve the level of control you had, and you think that the response to this is a legal dispositive that has been invented 60 years ago out of 7 million years of evolution, and that's divorce. That's what's happening. While some spouses might choose to weather this storm, Enlin acknowledges that countless women worldwide grapple with emotional distress within their marriages, knowing that their partner's emotional reservations may persist. You can't make this up. So now the woman is suffering from emotional reactivity, from the fact that her husband doesn't have the right emotions that she would want him to have at the right time. Are you even open to hearing about real men emotions? They're not. I mean, just try to talk to them about what truly goes on in the male mind, and they will be like, oh my. At best, they will be careless. At worst, they will be offended. I mean, you really want to get into the male mind? It's not a business you can't handle. You can't handle the truth, as they say in the movie. Interestingly, a significant number of men openly admit their struggles with sharing their feelings. No, they're not openly admitting anything. they are lying to you because that's the they are betas. You've identified a beta. I think we should distribute pamphlets. So you have found a beta. Now what? How do I proceed? What you have identified is a man who has so little chance of having success on the dating scene that he has reduced himself into displaying what females have been requesting from him from the beginning, which is, yeah, talk to me about your struggles. And they've understood. I know these guys. I know these guys. They've accepted and understood. All right, well, whenever I say that I have struggles, somehow I'm being rewarded by these women. They're like, oh, yeah, really? Well, talk to me about it. I really want to hear about it. And so these guys have just decided to go the beta way. Suburban says most guys are beta or lower. Exactly. But to females, I will say, go with your beta male if you like. There's going to be plenty of them. And as long as you're going to make it a sexual selection thing, it's going to increase. As long as you keep fucking just the betas who lie to you, we're going to end up with a bunch of beta males that are liars and they can play the game. But my guess is their brain will never be like yours. Because my guess is the evolutionary route that they had to take to display emotionality is a very different one from your emotionality. Your emotionality, woman, is mainly a mechanism of migration, of tribe migration, to help you maximize your pussy as you switch from your first babies that you've had with a male to potentially other babies that you would have with another male. That is what it's meant for. Now, that leads you to a very broken mind where you never quite know what's happening and you're trying to look for guides in your environments. And if there happens to be a solid, you know, alpha male in your environment that's taking care of you, you're somehow going to stay in place. Otherwise, your brain will go, ah, I'm not sure I love him anymore. And you're going to just wander looking for yourself and for everyone else and looking to establish any form of contact with reality. Now, Ach Pishut says, this is the best evolutionary biology lecture I've ever had. I'm just starting because this is a subject that really touches me, okay? So yeah, you have a migrating brain. Now, the modern beta male who are evolving to please this demand that you have, he's evolving from a totally different place. He's not on a migrating path. Forget about it. Migration for males, I mean, you do it. You do it once in your life. You know, major moves like I've done, moving from country to country. You do it, but you don't do it once you have secured a woman with a productive vagina. So the migration strategy is totally different. The male wants to be a beta if he estimates that he hasn't escalated the social ladder properly, so he's not in the top 5% or 1% of male selection. And now he switches to a beta strategy, and he switches only to please you. His mind is still the mind of a man, and it's evolved to have a shot at being an alpha. And so he's merely reaching those emotional displays because through rewards, through the social rewards that you are giving him by giving him some attention. Now, you're going to end up with the worst of the worst with this. It's like the worst idea in terms of female sexual selection. So in a way, it's like, go ahead and do it. I'll keep my harem and we'll develop a way to survive intergenerationally and we'll have a alpha society stemming in Antarctica or something. Frederick says, problem is divorce is allowed, should be illegal to divorce. Absolutely. That is the initial problem that leads us to have women who today in 2023 have the power to make decisions that their brains haven't evolved to understand the consequences of on society on civilization and on their own happiness. According to a survey conducted by Movember, a men's health charity involving 4,000 men across several countries, a substantial portion feel the pressure to project emotional strength. That is absolute crap. This Movember thing might sound like it's a pro-male MRA type of thing. It's not. Because that conclusion is exactly the female desired conclusion. That is not what men will tell you. If they tell you, you have captured the beta liars already in your survey. Men do not feel that it's a particular burden to display emotional strength. It's not a burden at all. It comes naturally. And the only people complaining about this are women in psychology departments. They're the only one who see a problem there. We don't have males knocking at the door of doctors and psychologists and saying, please help me. I feel such a pressure to maintain emotional strength. They don't. Dino Lugovic says, Jeff, I caught the later part of yesterday's show tonight. Warning to all, do not diss a plumber and simultaneously reject lots of money or JF will explode from perplexity. Yeah, yesterday was a good show. People liked the clip that I generated. Yes. I mean, it's amazing. This plumber did everything right. He had the red hair guy needing money and he was like, oh shit, we're gonna need money. And so the plumber is quite smart. He understands that, hey, if I get $120,000 for my bus, then I'm worth $120,000. So he gets the big prize. He gets the big money. And he gets shut down by his cuck beta bus. Holy shit. It's like, I am perplexed. I find myself perplexed. A significant percentage have refrained from discussing their feelings with others to protect their image of traditional masculinity. Bullshit. That is the framing that they give you if they feel that you'll be pleased with a leftist framing. What's really happening is that our real feelings, males, are too mechanistic. Our real feelings are too mechanistic for being appropriate in the relationship with a woman. We are too organized internally. That level of organization and understanding of the world comes out disgusting to women. And so we need to keep secrets inside of us. Like, I cannot be, you know, taking my first cup of coffee with a woman and explain to her all of the probabilities that go on in my head. Like, I'm currently investing 30 minutes on a woman who has 1 in 1,000 chance of leading to a serious relationship, which would produce any form of gain from me in terms of babies. And here I am investing, therefore, 30 cents on this 1 in 1,000 chance minus the amount that I'm investing on in terms of time, which I could work. And so there is a minimal investment that I shouldn't be going above here because I know that the woman in front of me likely will be followed by 999 others before I get to one who delivers babies. If I say this in a dating situation, I'm eliminated. And so everyone, even alpha males, have to have a strategy of what will be displayed from their inner mind workings. And surviving as a male is way too hard. You girls don't want to hear about it. You shouldn't hear about it. And we will keep it secret from you. But don't call this an inability to express our emotions. It's your inability to interface with the truth. That is your problem. We're just protecting you. We're just creating an umbrella. Okay, it's like, you can't handle the truth. Therefore, I'm going to create a You know the bubble boy? Well, we create a bubble girl. So we're handling you like a emotional bubble girl. And it's like, yeah, she doesn't want to be laid out the whole mechanism of what I expect from relationships and all of the forks that could be taken going forward, the digital possibilities unfolding. She doesn't want to hear about it. These statistics raise concerns and point to deeply rooted patriarchal norms and outdated gender expectations. Absolute bullshit. It's like, oh yeah, you discovered this in the last few years. It's like the science of male-female psychology has evolved so much that suddenly you have this phrasing. Or do you have this phrasing because it's the phrasing that was adapted by the female-dominated leftist academia, Marxist academia, basically. From a young age, boys are often socialized to adhere to behaviors aligned with traditional masculinity. There is absolutely no evidence that this is obtained through training. Absolutely no evidence that the jungle boy wouldn't converge toward equally masculine behavior. It may be totally inside of us. It may be expressing itself not as an influence of society, but that's a Marxist prior right there, which includes suppressing emotions, self-reliance, and shunning qualities perceived as feminine, like sensitivity or emotional expression. No factual support for this. As Enlin rightly emphasizes, this way of thinking has consequences, particularly for men in long-term relationships. Suppressing emotions and avoiding vulnerability not only hinders the ability to connect with others, but also stifles self-expression. Hence, she calls upon men, especially those who see themselves as the good ones. Red flag, red flag, red flag, stop here. Whenever you hear the good ones, you have the signature of a beta here, the signature of a deceiver, one who is already pre-evolved to satisfy those female imperialistic requests, one who has abandoned the control over their own brain and say, what do you want me to feel? And that's why they think of themselves as the good ones. They think of themselves as the good ones. You think of themselves as the good ones, but they are good in a deceptive mode. They are displaying what you want to hear, not what is the truth. Saturn Shine says, that woman JF talking about is neurotic. Absolutely. And she calls upon the men, especially those who see themselves as the good one, to make addressing this issue a priority. She believes that discussions about the division of labor, the challenges of parenthood, and the emotional workload borne by women cannot move forward until men start addressing their fundamental emotional needs. My fundamental emotional needs go as follows. I want to ensure that all the work that I sacrifice to become an exemplar male is not wasted and thrown down the drain by a female who can at any point break the union, take the children, and make the rest of my life completely useless. And so that's my emotion. Do you want to deal with it? Do you want Papa JF to tell you how he feels? He feels that the current legal system is depriving us of an opportunity to actually contract, to contractually agree with life sacrifices, things that should be worth life sacrifices, such as sacrificing the most fertile moment of my life to make you babies rather than you. And so what do I get in return? I get nothing. I get a ever-renewable and cancelable contract that can be canceled on every morning, depending on the woman's whims and without punishment for her. How do we handle this? How do we talk about not division of labor, but the taking of sperm of quality by females, and they're getting away with it without any form of loyalty demonstrated across the years. That is how Papa JF feels right now. Now, if I was to say this to a woman, she would be like, oh, those are not feelings. Those are political IDs. Oh, you're kind of broken. I can see. Oh, well, maybe you should ask yourself about what got you into these situations. You know, maybe it's in you. And we're not even starting at approaching the connection between a male brain and a female brain. That is how I feel. Those are my feelings. My feelings will be that until this situation is fixed. And it's not getting close to be fixed. So forget about the freaking challenges of parenthood, division of labor. We're not even at the point where my concerns can be heard by anyone who's a female, as far as I can tell. People on the video sharing platform agreed with Enlin and had their own examples and perspectives. And here we have someone on TikTok or whatever that is. I left a 25-year marriage because of this. I cried on the regular and was always sick. It's been 6 years and I've never been better. Well, there you go. She had the genetic trigger to initiate a migration period. And that genetic trigger made her sick. And because she was in a society that allowed it, she liberated herself from the oppression of being with a man that she cannot control, that she cannot determine the emotions of. And she ends up alone. Now, she says she's doing good. Well, hopefully, 25-year marriage, she did have her kids during that marriage. But there's a lot of women who will cancel relationships on that basis and who will end up childless. And that is a problem. So overall, always be aware that when a woman tries to shape your behavior, she will frame it as a pathology on your side. And we have to find a way to communicate to modern women. You don't get to control what the other side thinks, just like we don't control what you do and think. Accept that males are playing a different game, a whole game, the whole game of life. We're playing it differently. And accept that the features that you claim you don't like ultimately are needed cognitive features for us to perform better as males, to be better males. And if you fight against this feature, you are ultimately fighting against the quality of what you will end up with and what your female descendants will end up with. We get the fathers we deserve. As Terminator 2 says it, no faith but what we make. No father but those we make. Leafy suspended from X amidst a wave of griper suspensions. Oh my God, the censorship is back on X. I hope that I can float above the censorship with my blue check mark and my ID verified. Something was telling me when I saw that it was Elon's plan to... when I saw that it was Elon's plan to start making this ID stuff, I was pretty sure that like the week he would allow people to verify their ID, they would also ban everyone who doesn't. And so I was really on trigger, on tilt. I was on tilt and ready to show my ID, you know. But yeah, Leafy is here at a blue check mark. But Leafy is here. Had been for a long time. He had been just violating the rules intentionally. So I'm not super alarmed at this particular ban. Now, if there's a wave of griper suspension, we might start being worried about what Elon Musk is doing. But Leafy is here for many months, and I was stunned that he wasn't getting banned. for many months, he's been saying, I hate these people. And he was pointing to the people and describing to the subsection of people that he likes and that he hates. And so, yeah, he went full yay. Like, I hate these people and fuck these people. And so it was like intentional until we can see that. I guess he was trying to make maybe a demonstration that there's not absolute free speech on X. If that was his intent, I would say good success. He also went against Israel recently, criticizing Israel for its overall influence in the world. But it's kind of funny when you think about it that he had said basically fuck and I hate every possible subcategory of people that are included in the X rules, okay? He had said fuck them, fuck them, fuck them for months. And 4 days ago, 5 days ago, he tweeted, Israel owns the fucking world. And now he's suspended. And by that's what I mean. He was trying to criticize here, criticize the geopolitical impact of the state of Israel. But, you know, in the end, he looked for trouble and he got it. Emerging scandal. Why are we giving $8 billion to a Chinese company with communist ties to build a $2 billion battery factory? Some politicians are taking notice of the absurdity of subsidizing a Chinese technology company, Gotion. Gotion? Gotion. The electric vehicle battery maker is linked to a Chinese Communist Party, to the Chinese Communist Party, and it recently inked a deal with the state of Illinois to build a $2 billion plant in Illinois. Okay, well, you know, I don't know. I don't know. We shouldn't subsidize companies at all. Then if we do subsidize companies, they will be owned by various agents, and some of them will not be US, some of them will be Chinese, and then it's like, yeah, we just shouldn't give funding to anyone. Uranium prices hit a 12-year high. Wasn't there someone in the chat? Maybe he's still with us. Wasn't there someone about 5 years ago who came on a stream and told me in the chat, Jeff, I'm buying uranium. You should too. It's going to be a rare resource. It's going to be increasing in value as the demand for electricity produced by it increases. But it seems that it has reached a 12-year high, so that person must be quite happy. I'm super happy that your bet worked out. I haven't invested in uranium because I don't invest in physical things. I only believe in virtual ethereal thing, like Bitcoin and Ethereum. But it's funny that uranium is rising because I think that it's due for a change. We're due for including nuclear energy generation as a massive target for the future. I think it should have been developed much more across all of the world. There's France that's producing a lot of it. But France seems to be the only country where they really rely on this as the main power provider. You have a focus on energy security colliding with a focus on clean energy. Yeah, and it's clean, apparently. So. It's something that it's an easy way to reduce CO2 emissions. Just make it more viable, reduce the red tape, reduce the whole security craziness around it, and just make good reactors that are safe and just that basically work. someone was asking for my comments on this guy, Javier Millet. And he told me, Jeff, you should watch this interview with Tucker Carlson. I did watch it. What a funny guy. I mean, just the face of this guy is something. I would vote for this guy just because of the face and the hair. what is there to say about Javier? He is running for president as a libertarian in Argentina. I think his ideas are great. He has great ideas. He aligns pretty much with me in terms of economic libertarianism. He aligns with me in understanding the Marxism lies, basically, of the left. He aligns with me in terms of understanding the bullshit around gender of the left. And so I have nothing to say against him. That is, it seems to be a very good choice. Now, there are some people who are denouncing his support of Israel. I haven't digged enough into this subject to know to what extent is he a slave of Israel. One day I will do the research, perhaps, but for now, you know, in terms of a right-wing thinking, a guy who thinks right-wing, I think he's very good for the economic side and the social side. I'd like to know a little more about his, to what extent is he a bot of Israel? And then, does he have a chance to win? And even if he wins, can you take Argentina and make it thriving? I don't know, because all countries of South America have been for so long under controlled economic models, like socialistic type models. I don't know if you can save those countries. You know, you could seed libertarianism and it might take 100 years before anything positive comes out of it. But I think it's interesting that he's rising, and it's certainly better than a slave of Israel who also would be socialist, you know? So perhaps he's the best choice for this Argentinian election. I will be following this with excitement, but also with wondering if this guy can do anything, because liberating Argentina might not be enough. You're going to have to develop Argentina after. Shamrock Shake says, was it Argentina that made Bitcoin their reserve currency? They might have, but there were other countries that did. Wasn't it Ecuador that did it? I don't know if Argentina also did it. But I don't remember them doing it specifically. Not a good decision for young people. Florida Surgeon General snubs the FDA COVID boosters for all guidance. So a little based moment here. Oh yeah, that was El Salvador. El Salvador that I was thinking about. So yes, I don't know if Argentina did it also. Yeah, Florida came out and it's like, no, the vaccine is not a good decision for our children. Now, this is what we heard from at the Joe Rogan level like 2 years ago. What was it? Like, you have the state apparatus for criticizing bad decision. Joe Rogan has a year or two of advance over them. And I have a couple of months over Joe Rogan. So it's quite funny to see these news items that come up now. It's like, oh yeah, the Florida Surgeon General is based on vaccines. A based black man on vaccines, but 2 years late. Good job. Musk's ex revoked the paid blue check from United Auto Workers after a strike was called. Now, this is a deceptive title, because it makes you believe that, oh, wow, X is so anti-union that just after they started their strike, he removed the blue check from them. And it refers to another article on The Intercept that cultivates the same deception, but now they have updated it to say temporarily. But it's a whole discourse of leftists. Oh, Elon is so anti-union. He's going after the unions on X. Well, the reality is the union changed their profile pic. And when you change your profile pic on Twitter, on X, you have a 3-day waiting period for your blue check mark to come back. Sorry, guys, I had to go through it also. When I changed my full name, the way it was displaying, I wanted to add a little flag and I wanted to change a little bit of the bio phrasing. Sorry, guys, that's just what it is. It's not a conspiracy of Elon's capitalist intents against unions. It is just that you have to follow the rules like everyone, and when you change your profile pic, they have to deactivate the check mark. So be it. Black man punches Asian woman in her face and kicks her dog while robbing a commerce. That is from LA, Los Angeles.
Security video shows the moment this thief tries to rob Angie's boutique in Chinatown. It happened Thursday in the middle of the day. The man and the clerk tussle for a moment before he pushes her to the ground. He even kicks the store's dog out of the way for the goods. After watching the video, the store owner telling us he's disappointed.
We've been here for 20 years, and we've never had to deal with any kind of situations like this.
In this angle, the robber jumps over the counter to get the merchandise. Once again, the clerk tries to stop him before he hits her. The crook gets away while the clerk lays there bleeding. The thief got away with two art pieces worth $5,000. John, the store owner, believes the crook is the same man who was at the store yesterday, acting weird.
He said he wanted to purchase the item, so we came over to the register to ring it up, and it just, when it started getting very suspicious, he started holding the item like in his arm, and then he kind of tucked it away into his arm and then turned a little bit to the door.
On this day, the thief succeeded. It's the latest in a string of retail.
So $5,000 artwork? What the fuck was this? This guy knew what he was going for. This guy had some tip that there would be something worth $5,000 there. Weird story. Trudeau says the heads of large grocery stores need to come up with a plan to stabilize food prices.
It's not okay that our biggest grocery stores are making record profits while Canadians are struggling to put food on the table.
This is always the left solution. Our prices are rising. We need to make a law that you can't. You can't increase prices anymore. It's always relative, and you're going to be stuck with the fact that there will come a point at which it's not worth for the grocery store to keep an item. If there are some items that are particularly legislated for, they're going to be like, okay, well, we're not making money anymore from this, so let's replace it. Let's sell more of the other thing. And at worst, you will knock out every product. At some point, you're going to make it unviable for companies to even function. I have permanently fucked my life up. I'll never have fully functioning genitals again. I can never have blood children. I'm the antithesis of impulsive, but the one time I act too swiftly, I end up fucking my life up. I am an outcast. I am unlovable. What was done to me as a child isn't to blame for my choice to transition, and neither is anyone anything else. The blame is on me, because I walked into that clinic and made my decision. And I made a horrible fucking decision. How can I ever trust myself again? How can I be certain about anything if I felt so certain about that? I am a fucking nutcase. What am I living for? I just have drifted through my life so far. The only place I belong is a jail cell because it feels like a matter of time before I hurt someone. I'm just so damn angry at everything and I want revenge against the whole fucking world. Well, well, well. We should have... we should understand what we're causing here. We are creating an option for people to do irremediable stuff to themselves in ways that society has never offered, really. You know, surrounded by the sugar coating of medical authority and medical credibility, there's always been tools for people to hurt themselves, but never have we made it a socially desirable thing. Never have we said we're going to surround it with the veneer of credibility and even encourage young people in that direction with the crazy mothers saying, oh yeah, you are taking the wrong route. I will do everything I can to accept you the way you are. We are misdirecting people against terrible things, toward terrible directions. Just the tip, AP gave them porn wife heads up before the Washington Post scoop, allowing her to delete videos. So this woman who was complaining that revenge porn is now stemming on the internet, when really it's her own porn that she was publishing on Chatterbet. And her reaction to the newspaper, her reaction to the newspaper telling her in advance what was to come. I want to find her quote because it was interesting. Oh, that was not her reaction to the newspaper. That was what was found in the recording of one of her porn videos, telling to a member of her audience, I want a bottle and have them bring it into the room and we'll be naked and they can all watch. It's going to be great. I'm definitely a slut. In order to leave the door cracked, I need 500 tokens from 10 of y'all. 10, otherwise not worth it. Don't get me kicked out from my favorite hotel, y'all. Also, she was begging. She was arguing with whatever. This is kind of a super chat system. It's like the ice cream, but it's porn. So she needed 500 tokens. Now, these tokens, I'm guessing, are worth nothing. Is that a correct guess? Because I'm in the business of super chat. And let me say, when you start talking to me about ice cream and ninja cars and lemons, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about $0. It's worth zero. I don't want your token. But she was saying, I can be quite the slut in front of the camera if I can get 500 tokens. Oh my God. 500 tokens. That must be worth a cent or something. Rodilacid says, asking for super chats so she would order a bottle and enter the door naked. Okay, so this was not even for displays on the camera. 500 token was the price to... have a live experience of viewing her. Wow. And I didn't realize this. Thank you for explaining, Rodita said. I guess I'm too disconnected from the Chatterbot world to do proper news analysis about it. Lendalt Guntram says, do some ice cream, play JF, and earn some extra Odyssey token. Extra Odyssey token. Ice cream. Watermelon. Ice cream. Ice cream. Ice cream. Ice cream. Ninjagini. Wee! Holy shit, that's demanding. I hate it. I hate it when you guys ask me to do this. The ADL released another report demanding more YouTube censorship, especially targeting Mark Dice and Leather Apron Club. Uh-oh, they're going after Leather Apron Club. How long can he survive while counting ethnicity in his videos? In the case of Leather Apron Club, their example of content of his that was explicitly anti-Semitic was a video he made arguing against the claim that Jews, as a group, have an especially above average IQ. So simply questioning Jewish cognitive supremacy with a collection of academic studies was classified as anti-Semitism. Yes, so they have reached a point where if you don't acknowledge the intelligence of the Jewish people being superior to that of whites, I'm sorry, but that's a no-no. You have committed an anti-Semitism. Finally, as a last news item, the final three defendants in the Whitmer kidnapping case have all been acquitted on all counts. They were found not guilty by the jury after a two-week trial. So basically, there was one person who was found guilty. These other guys are found not guilty. Maybe they were less involved. Maybe there was less evidence against them. But I've always found that this case was sweating Fed orders. And I'm happy that there's some of them getting away with it, because it seemed they have been framed very dishonestly here. So that is it. That is it for tonight, boys. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you.